There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, your main event. Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddy, Jeff Dye, and Freddy Prinze Jr.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Freddy, a.k.a. Wrestling with Friends, with my ultimate co-host, Mr. Jeff Dye. And we're going to get right into it right now. And we're back with Mr. Walter Winchell. And this is the wrestling news of the week.
Don't make me laugh.
I love it.
If you laugh, I'm going to laugh. So you're not allowed to laugh.
It sounds too good. Sounds too. I don't even barely know the guy, and it sounds perfect.
Yeah, we met him last week.
Okay, here we go. Here's the wrestling news of the week with Walter Winchell, your dear friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Matthews exits AEW and may return to WWE with Aleister Black. AEW Grand Slam at Osher Ass Stadium has become the first $1 million gate, contrary to whatever CM Punk thinks. Jon Moxley becomes the three-time AEW World Champion, and if you laugh, I promise I will laugh every time. Saraya, formerly known as Paige from WWE, makes her return, and the wrestling world goes crazy. Chris Jericho wins his eighth championship in his illustrious career. The QR code on WWE teases the return of Bray Wyatt, causing Freddie Prinze Jr. to say, "Fuck!" I actually say that. Sami Zayn has become an honorary Us, and Survivor Series is transitioning to a War Games event. However, without William Regal saying War Games, it just won't feel the same. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Wrestling with Freddie. Good evening and good luck. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling good, dude. What a week of wrestling, huh?
Holy crap. It felt like a month of wrestling, dude. It was unreal. I would like to start the show, however, with a story that I think will make you laugh.
Season one, I did a ton of side quests, and this story is worthy of a side quest.
All right.
Are you ready for a funny story?
Absolutely, always.
On season one of this show, we had the wonderful MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, on the show as a guest, and he shit all over me. When the show was over, he and I became buds, and he came out to Los Angeles a couple times, and we've had some private dinners, and I've talked to him about some of my ideas, and he's psychotically helpful, and his creativity is just next friggin' level. And it's also just a different generation. We have such a, I think it's a 20-year age difference. And hanging out with young people always makes me feel, you know, inspired and hungry to chase my dreams the way I did in my 20s, the way this son of a gun is doing it every week. And Friday night, we went out to dinner. We always go to a sushi place, right? Because there's great sushi in Los Angeles. And I'm not going to tell anyone where we go, because the last time I told someone, it was Wilmer Valderrama in the 90s. And the restaurant that I mentioned suddenly became a paparazzi cesspool. And my wife and I had stopped going there for like 5 years till it wasn't cool anymore. But I'll tell you off the air. So anyway, we go to this sushi place, and it's really, really yum spot, man. I got to bring you there. And there's these two, I'm going to call them ladies. Okay.
Okay.
They were very drunk. They were sitting next to us. And if you've seen Maxwell lately, he's in good shape, okay? Like really good shape. His arms are friggin' huge and mine are not. And we're sitting next to these two drunk chicks and they're in love with him and probably partially in love with me. But I mean, really in love with him. And
but they didn't recognize him as a wrestler, did they? Like, they knew who he was?
No. Oh, okay, they were just drunk, divorced, and looking for a young guy to have sex with.
All right.
And she's like, oh my God, your arms, da-da-da. Oh, they're so buff the whole time, right? And he's like, oh, thanks, yeah, thanks, doing his thing. We're just trying to eat a meal and have a freaking conversation. And maybe 45 minutes before they leave, every 5 minutes, they're just interrupting our conversation. Kaz, oh, what are you doing later? And he legit just looks over, he goes, nothing with you. And they both go, well, one was more obnoxious than the other. The bolder one of the two, or the drunker one of the two, goes, oh, well, it's not like I was trying to hit on you. And Max goes, yeah, all right. And so we keep eating our dinner. And before we go,
yeah, you're way past hitting on me.
The drunker one goes, well, the least you guys could do is buy us dinner. And Max goes, I could buy everyone in this restaurant dinner, and I think I will. I just won't be buying yours. Yes. And they were like, they go, oh my God, bah, 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 bah. Paid their check. And she was like, I was only joking. And I'm dying, dude, because he's so in character for this. And then they leave, and he looks over to the other table, and he's like, I'm sorry, they were just annoying us. And the other table was like, no, they were annoying us too. And he goes, but I'm not buying you dinner. They were like, no, it's totally fine. But I had a great dinner with Max. He's such a talented dude. We can get into to what he did last week, because they certainly cut enough times to him during the Moxley Bryan Danielson match.
Every move they would cut up to him holding his poker chip and him doing like a little clap or him. Although he was very conscious of them shooting to him too, because he had like a look for, he was very focused on the match.
He never gave them the same reaction twice. That's, I was perfect. Like, dude, how many reactions does this guy have? Let's transfer over to WWE. Like we do every week, we start with Monday Night Raw. And Seth Rollins opened the show dressed like a professional wrestler.
First time in a while.
I was very pleasantly surprised. I was so nervous he was going to come out in like a pink boa, feather boa around his neck, and some glasses that his wife let him borrow, and maybe some pumps. I had no idea what to expect, and it was nice to see a regular Seth Rollins come out, which I thought would make you happy.
Yeah.
But even cooler, they did this like drum entrance, like the old school orchestras. Remember like the guys, they have that huge drum in front of them and they have those like padded drumsticks, and it's like boom, boom, boom. And at first I was like, this is going to be cheesy. But then they just cut to this Greek god named Bobby Lashley. It's my daughter's favorite wrestler. I've mentioned this before. My son thinks he has a secret identity as a businessman. They're starting the shows at Monday Night Raw, it feels like, so differently than when Vince was there. And it's almost like action right away. Like everything just feels faster lately in wrestling in a good way. It doesn't feel rushed. It just feels faster. I'm excited for tonight, Jeff. How'd you feel about the opening of the show, first match, or whatever you want to talk about?
It was cool. Like you said, it feels like an event. It feels like I don't know how they book shows and how things work. When you go to it live, they do like a lot of like off TV matches to kind of get you like warmed up, but it's still,
they have dark matches.
Yeah, but it still feels like, let's get our snacks. We've still got some time. Let's grab a beer. Let's, you know, like you kind of have this kind of like, oh, we're ramping up. Whereas lately, and maybe, I don't know, this is just the way it feels. I feel like I'm going, oh, it's starting. It's starting. Shh. You know, like it just feels like there's the event has begun and they're starting.
That's
strong.
Exactly it. Here's another side quest. Back in the 80s when, what was that show called? Twin Peaks. There was no DVR. There was no anything. If you spoke, we would all watch it as friends. You were thrown out of the room because it was like, oh, no, the show's starting. Everybody chill out. And I think they found something special here. And granted, you're not going to be able to do it forever. But letting Seth Rollins open the show almost every week, regardless of his wardrobe, is awesome. He has so much focused energy. And whether you love him or hate him, it's correct. He's just, his promos are, look, the guy can act. I know we trash on his wardrobe a lot, but that's okay. People trash on my wardrobe. I know I dress like shit. It's okay. I don't get my feelings hurt. I'm sure he's not. But he's so good on the mic. It's almost like he has to open the show every single week.
Yeah.
And this thing he has with Riddle, which I thought was going to be dead, they're really making me want to watch. And it's getting so violent that the only pay-per-view that could possibly end this rivalry is Extreme Rules. Bayley came in her hometown of San Jose and got booed in her hometown.
That is no easy feat.
That is no easy feat. They let Dakota Kai talk a little bit. She did well. They let Io talk a little bit, and then she went into the Japanese. I'm letting that slide, but I know Io speaks English, and I wish they would let her speak more. But it was better than the way they got Asuka going, because Asuka's Japanese is like crazy. I love Asuka. I just wish
she says everything slow too. Asuka will, she'll go, like it's very like, theatrical and slow.
Too theatrical for my taste. I wish they would allow her to bring it down a little. But y'all know I love Asuka. My wife ever leaves me, I'm learning Japanese, and Asuka and I'll probably, you know, open a chicken farm and, you know.
There you go.
We got plans, baby. We got plans. But let's get to the real deal. Kevin Owens and Austin Theory. Last week, it was promo school for the entire world. I thought that promo was one of the best Kevin Owens, if not the best promo Kevin Owens has ever delivered. And the match to follow up did not disappoint for me, man. This was, so I've almost felt like it was like an indie show with two WWE guys that were like, hey, we're going to do you a favor and we're going to sell out this 2,500 seat place and tear the roof off because we've been doing this forever and you guys get to enjoy it. The Gargano interference was predictable based on Austin Theory interfering in his match, but it does take us to Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano, which I think is the correct match. And we had spoken about that three episodes ago. We're just ahead of the times, bro.
That's right.
And it allows KO to move on to someone bigger because he's helped Austin with this. This wasn't Austin helping out Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is the bigger star of the two. He's better on the mic. He's better in the ring. He has more experience. I'm not trashing Austin Theory. I think Austin Theory is wonderful and it gets better every week. You can literally watch him grow. And if anybody out there is mad at me for what I said, look at my early movies. You know what I mean? Like you can see my growth. I didn't start out strong. I had instincts that were correct, but no technique. And I think Austin is really starting to learn technique as well. And when you work with somebody much, much better than you, like Kevin Owens, you learn. When I got the chance to work with Brian friggin' Dennehy and he called me out on all my bullshit acting bad habits, I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty much why you're way better than me. So
yeah.
Is it man crush time? I believe it is. But this dude no offense, Max, I love you. Thanks for going out to dinner with me. But Kevin Owens is my favorite wrestler working today, man. I just think he's on a whole different He's in a whole different stratosphere. And he had, let me put a caveat to that. MJF doesn't have to wrestle every week.
Right.
Because he's in a special place. But Kevin does. And so that's why I'm putting Kevin above Max right now. That's right. You heard it here first. KO number one, MJF number two. Everyone else is after that.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I rushed through Monday Night Raw. Please forgive me, because the show of the week happened on Wednesday night. Dynamite at Arthur Ashe Stadium, $1 million gate. This felt like a pay-per-view that we were getting for free. This was my single favorite episode of AEW Dynamite since I started watching AEW. I thought this show was the pace. At first, I was nervous because the Jericho-Claudio match for the Ring of Honor Championship felt fast to me. But then I realized as I watched the rest of the show, they were establishing the pulse of the show that you were going to watch the rest of the night. And I didn't take my eyes off the screen. I didn't walk away to get drinks. I didn't walk away to get food. The kids were invested. This was my single favorite wrestling show of the week and the best AEW wrestling that they have put out there amidst all this chaos and all this drama and all this nonsense with CM Punk and Kenny Omega and the Elite or whatever they're called. All this nonsense that never needed to happen. Never. All of this could have been avoided if there would have just been a face-to-face conversation without it being at a podium saying, "You got something to say, come say it." Like, that's not the way you handle things, but we've been into that. You and I already went into that. But this show was awesome. We can talk Jericho and Claudio if you want, but only one person stole the show on Wednesday night, and that was the return of Saraya Bevis, formerly known as the WWE's Paige. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who this woman is, she has lived a life with more experiences than all of us combined. She has been wrestling since she was 13 or 14 years old. Her family life was insane. It was basically like growing up in a carnival. She has dealt with crazy stuff, both good and bad. Some her choices, some were not her choice. But for her to go through all of the things she has gone through and walk out on that stage, she looked phenomenal. She looked in great shape. She looked excited, happy, not burnt out, not like, "Well, it's your ass." It was just, she's living in the moment. And no one knew, not even the wrestlers in the ring knew that she was making her debut. All those reactions, I know this for a fact. Britt Baker's face was covered in blood. She took a bad bump at one point. Her nose was bleeding.
Yeah, she looked like she was like numb in her face too. Like she had some Novocaine.
She likes blood. Yeah. It's crazy. Like when she bleeds, she rubs it on her face. Yeah. She rubs it across her stomach. It's like war paint for her, dude. It's so hardcore to me. And she doesn't seem like a hardcore wrestler with her gimmick being the dentist and all this, but I guess dentists aren't afraid of blood because they make us bleed. Make my gums bleed. But for those of you who don't know about this girl, and like I said, man, she's made some choices in her life that you will not agree with, and she's made some choices in her life that you'll really respect. But at the end of the day, all those choices, the good and the bad ones, have brought her to this moment, and it was so awesome to see her get that kind of response from a sold out Arthur Ashe Stadium, dude. Did you get hyped when you saw her come out? How did you feel about it?
Well, I didn't see it live, but I did notice you and Alex, our producer, were texting about it. So I'm coming out of wherever I'm coming out of going, what did I miss? And so then I go to the computer and I look at it, and I'm going to admit it. You guys can eat me up in the comments here, but like, I didn't know that was her name. So I had to I had to have her come out of the gorilla, or like come out on the ramp in the entrance area before I knew who everyone was cheering about. And I guess my other wrestling friends were like, "Well, that's her name on her Twitter. That's her name on her all this." And I was like, "Yeah, but I don't follow wrestlers on Twitter and all that stuff."
It's her
like
birth name.
Yeah. So, but I was very jacked up about it, man. I've always thought Paige was great, and her lifestyle, like you referenced her home lifestyle being like a carnival. That's perfect to make a wrestler. That makes perfect wrestlers when your home life is just all insane.
It doesn't make for a good banker.
Nope.
It doesn't make for a good lifeguard at the beach.
Not for a good wife. Not for a good husband, but it makes for a great wrestler or a comic.
Yeah,
or man.
Performer, so yeah. Performer.
I was super excited when she came back, and it's good to know that those expressions were real, because it was great the way they all got out of the ring like they were afraid of her. And I just love that she kept shouting, like, "This is all mine now," which I thought was awesome. Yeah, like, she doesn't even have not even one match. And she goes, "It's mine. I'm taking all of it." I think she was living off that. The adrenaline of everyone cheering and popping for her like that. It was cool, man. I was excited, but I like I said, it just took me 10 seconds longer than everyone else that was there.
Stepping quickly outside of the action there, Tony Khan, who runs, books, and pays for and does everything, he is the man at AEW, took a shot on the crown jewel. It turns out you and I aren't the only ones that think it's a silly pay-per-view. Mm. But I felt like he caught a lot of heat for it, and we didn't, based on the way both parties described it. So this is for Tony. Tony shit all over it and said it's just some BS, and the only crown jewel is at Arthur Ashe. So he's basically selling his stuff. Tony, you ain't got to do that. You don't have to dump on the crown jewel. Everyone on earth knows it's horseshit. Everyone on earth knows it's just a payday for WWE. So you just got to kind of throw the line away. Summon your inner Robert Downey Jr. You know, like Robert Downey Jr. just kind of swallows lines. He'll have a speech like, "Look, Thanos is coming. He's here to kill all of us." And, you know, and it should be super intense, but there'll always be that one line where it's like, "And if we die, we die." And he just kind of like throws it away. That's how I feel Tony should deal with WWE. He gets very
chippy.
He takes things very personally, and he gets in his feelings, and he talks about feeling attacked and things like this. Tony, you are the man. You have your first $1 million gate, Arthur Ashe Stadium, huge frigging show. I know you lost a couple wrestlers, but they were wrestlers that you weren't doing anything with anyway. You're the man. Don't trip on what WWE is doing right now. Don't take it personally. "Well, it's personal, man. They're coming after my business." You're going after their business too.
Right.
You guys are competing in the same marketplace. It's like two action movies opening on the same weekend. You don't need to be insecure by these guys. You're a young company. You're growing exponentially. You're growing quickly. And you're starting to put on shows that people are respecting on both sides of the fence. Take confidence in that. Take confidence in the accomplishments and stop worrying about what they're doing. No one respects the crown jewel. No one. I love professional wrestling. I love the WWE. The crown jewel, the matches make me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at the TV. I don't even really watch it. I don't think I've watched it since Bray lost to, poor fucking Bray.
I don't know.
They're going to get him, Jeff. They're going to get him, and I'm not. And I'm just so.
Tony Khan should treat WWE the way he treats CM Punk when CM Punk is sitting right next to him and dunking on him. You know, just while CM Punk was disrespecting, you know how he kept acting like he wasn't there or he wasn't saying that. Just treat WWE like that. Just blow it off. Just act like I'm not even going to give him, you know.
Yeah, man. Like,
ignore
you got to just believe in the power players you have at your company, because they believe in you. MJF believes in Tony Khan, even when he doesn't agree with him. He believes and respects him. Tony lets Max do what he needs to do to get over. They have a good business relationship. Like, you need to trust in that. You have some foundational pieces that people love. People love Bryan Danielson. People love Claudio. I can't ever say his last name, so I don't want to say it incorrectly. But they love him. They still have love for Chris Jericho. He's in his 50s, and he just won his 8th world champion or different world championship. And they still love him. You have guys and girls there that the crowd is popping hard for. Take confidence in that and stop worrying about a crap pay-per-view that nobody has ever cared about except when Titus slid under the ring accidentally.
Yeah, like, that's the biggest thing that's ever happened to that.
It's the only thing people talk about with a smile on their face when they discuss the crown jewel. Every other comment on crown jewel, like Twitter, social media, is hate, vitriol, just, "Oh, they ruined Bray, they ruined The Fiend, they ruined this, they ruined that." Yeah, they did. So you win.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Friday night SmackDown, Jeff. You know what time it is, right? You know what time it is.
It's time for Sami Zayn and the Sami Zayn Show.
This he was
the
a star
greatest
this week.
Performer in the world.
What fears this?
Listen,
he should be so happy that you put him over every week so hard.
Listen to me. It's not putting him over. I'm spitting facts. There's Marlon Brando. There's wow. Betty Davis.
Wow.
And there's Sami Zayn. And that's not even in the right order. That's not even the right order.
This is outrageous.
Don't get mad at me. Okay, so the show opens, and this is my favorite of the week. No, it's not. It's my second favorite. The show opens. I just keep rewinding. And here comes the Bloodline. The Bloodline is headed by the WWE champion, Roman Reigns, who's like the most handsome dude in wrestling right now. He's got perfect teeth, perfect beard, perfect skin, perfect hair. He's just too damn perfect. So something in me very soon is going to start hating him. And he comes out with the Uso brothers, Jimmy and Jay. Jimmy likes Sammy. Jay hates Sammy. And the newly recruited Solo Sikoa, who I like a lot.
I like him a lot, man. He fits in perfect.
And Paul Heyman. And they come out and they start speaking, and Paul Heyman does his spiel, which is always money. I'm not saying spiel in a derogatory term. Paul Heyman's perfect on the mic, as always. They're talking about family, bloodline, how the elders sent Solo Sikoa to assist Roman Reigns while the others weren't allowed in Cardiff, and all this history. And then Sammy wants to speak, and he wants to acknowledge his tribal chief. And Roman isn't having it. And he says, why are you even wearing that bloodline shirt? You're not a part of my family. What are you doing? Did I even say you could wear that? Roman ain't having it. He goes, take that shirt off. And Sammy's like, what? Wait, what? Take that shirt off now. And Sammy doesn't want to, because that's what he's identifying with. He had this like connection, right? Even though it was the one of these things is not like the other connection. And he looks so sad and heartbroken. And then Roman just says, Jay. And Jay rips the shirt off his chest like Andre ripped the shirt off of Hogan's chest. And now Sammy's sitting there exposed. He's the only one that's not dressed now. And he's like basically like naked and vulnerable.
Doughy-eyed
and afraid. He's afraid, Jeff. And I'm afraid for him. They're gonna turn him out right now and just group up and beat the crap out of him. And then Roman Reigns throws him a t-shirt and he says, put that on. And Sammy looks at it and his eyes light up like a little boy at Christmas who got the Red Ryder BB gun. And he turns it to camera so everyone can see it. And it just reads, it doesn't say because shirts don't speak. It reads honorary Oos. And he puts the shirt on. And he rushes into the arms of his tribal chief and acknowledges him. And he hugs Roman Reigns. And Roman's face is like, oh, my God, what is this guy doing? And then finally, he kind of gives him some love back. And Sammy is back in with the bloodline. And the bloodline is stronger than ever. I love this. I thought it was so great. He's the lead of the show. No one will believe me when I say this, but Sami Zayn is the lead of Friday Night Smack. He is. He's the Cary Grant of this movie. He's the Clark Gable of this movie. Dare I say, he's the 90s Freddie Prinze Jr. of that movie. What?
He's the Bart Gunn of this.
No, he's not. No, he is not the Bart Gunn.
He's
the Billy Gunn, if he's anything of that too. Billy made it further. Don't put Bart Gunn on my guy, Sammy.
I'm just saying that. You know, he was the champion of Brawl for All, so I had to make him the top, you know?
Champion of, don't say champion and Brawl for All in the same sentence.
He won it all, you know?
I want to get into our best worst of the week. My best of the week, it's almost too many. And hear me out, because it's going to sound like I'm doing some silly Sami Zayn stuff, but I'm not. The Maximum Male Model Agency. Now, one of them, they call Mace. He used to be known as Mace. His real name is Dio. And I played Dungeons & Dragons with him. And he's the man, dude. Talking about MJF's biceps? Nah, dude. Dio's arms are way bigger. This dude is jacked. He can act. He can talk. I don't know how good his wrestling is because he always loses because he's in this Maximum Male Model. But they lost again, as they do. LA Knight is pissed at the loss. But it was more than that. He was as pissed as we are at the entire gimmick. Takes off his jacket. The dude's so buff, he couldn't even get his jacket off.
Yeah, it took him a minute to get that jacket off.
bro, he's jacked like at NXT. He's deezed out. I love that, though, that he was just too buff to get it off. Slams his jacket on the ground. And to me, this signifies the very beginning of LA Knight being done and gone with this horrible, god-awful, borderline top 10 worst ideas the WWE's done in the last decade, and he can finally become the LA Knight that he was at NXT.
Honorable mention, Braun looks great. I know they're kind of working the same stuff with them these last few, like, but I still... The big power bomb on Otis was awesome.
Otis weighs like 8,000 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they're doing it. Like, it's definitely like, hey, look at this feat of strength, which makes sense because Braun is a bodybuilder. It's a big feat of strength guy. My worst, I don't know, probably just everything Sami Zayn did.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
I'm just kidding.
I'll punch you right in the shoulder next time I see you.
I'm just kidding.
Jeff, are you going to be anywhere this weekend? Tell the people where you're going to be.
This weekend, I will be in Houston, Texas. I'll be at the Comedy Cellar all Wednesday, all Thursday in New York City.
Oh, man.
And then I'll be in Houston on Friday and Saturday. Just go to jeffdye.com. You can find all those tickets.
Also, guys, getting ready to start my YouTube channel like full time again. I would love it if you want to catch up on some of the stuff. There's nerdy stuff there, but there's also some cool stuff as well where I talk about kind of how film inspires film. There's a lot of YouTube videos out there done by people with no experience in the film industry whatsoever, talking about film and things like this. And I watched a couple of them because my friend said you'll get a laugh. And there was so much misinformation and just uneducated information going out there as far as like, oh, this movie inspired da 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 da. And I'm like, that movie was made by John Ford, basically, and was inspired by, you know, multiple times after that. And so there is some like other stuff in there that's not just like board games and crap like that. So if you're into films and things like that, I think you will like those Geg Talks. That's the name of that segment. And I'm getting ready to go full time with it again, where we're going to be doing things like I did for Up, Up, Down, Down when I was their DM on their season 3 of Rollout. Jeff, any final departing words for the people? Don't trash Sami Zayn.
I was just going to say, I love Sami Zayn, and I was only making him the worst of the week to tease you. I don't really believe he's the worst of the week. We love Sami Zayn. We love the Brawl for All. We love each other. We love friendship, and we love wrestling with Freddy.
I'm just going to say yes. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you all next week. Peace.
Follow us on our show accounts. Follow us on Instagram, Wrestling with Freddy. Twitter is WWFreddyPod. Follow us on all the socials so you can submit your questions for the Frederation.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.